That's Public Law 94142, the song that opens Mainstreamed, a 50-minute educational play featuring both deaf and hearing actors. The song lampoons the wording of the 1975 law that required mainstream schools to educate deaf children. Many in the deaf world consider the wording of the law to be patronizing. Josette Todaro is the educational director of the Amaryllis Theater, the nonprofit activist group that has performed the play for over 12,000 high school students.
Many hearing people didn't know that there was such a thing as deaf culture, that people were proud to be deaf. But we also wrote this play to talk with deaf people about hearing people, that there was this desire for us all to reach out and connect.
Mainstreamed follows the experience of a deaf girl named Alyssa as she tries to adjust to life and make friends at a mainstream school where she is shunned for using sign language and her difficulties with normal speech. Alyssa's isolation is made worse at home, where her hearing family will not learn sign language in an effort to force her to read lips in order to live what they believe is a more normal life. Today, Tracy Weber, the young deaf actress who plays Alyssa, can hear with the help of a hearing aid. But she says that her character's experience mirror those of her own early life.
And it's true that a lot of kids that picked on me, it was so hard until 1993. I came into the deaf school, I fell in love with it. Everyone was signing, able to communicate with hand. I could understand everything so clear. It was like, wow, sign language is the most beautiful thing. I love to show who I am, that I love being deaf.
The play's plot thickens when James, a fellow student who can hear, begins to show interest in Alyssa. James's shy and halting attempts to use sign language to communicate with this unpopular girl, and Alyssa's curiosity about James's experience of hearing, underscore the play's central message. Again, Josette Todaro.
I think he's a genuinely nice person who is curious about difference and has a certain level of appreciation for people who are different, wants to explore that appreciation, but also is very human. And he's also influenced by the fact that he's in high school, peer pressure, etc. Oh, it's easier to not communicate with Alyssa because somebody may give me grief or may question who I am if I do so.
Alyssa herself faces a dilemma when she is offered a cochlear implant operation that will help her to hear. Tony, her profoundly deaf friend, says this would betray the exclusive bond she shares with other deaf people. Robert DeMaio, the deaf actor who plays Tony, says that this attitude is not unusual among deaf people who are proud of their culture. Exclusion, he says, can be a two-way street.
They don't want to hang out with hearing people. They want to stay in their world. They don't care about outside of the hearing world.
Tell me, my son, please tell me of the sounds that have been raised every day. Tell me, my son.
This song, called Tell Me What You Hear, occurs after the play's optimistic climax, when Alyssa helps James to understand what it might be like to live within the deaf culture. And James conveys to Alyssa a sense of what the hearing world feels like. This scene often moves high school audience members who are at an age where issues of us and them and whether and how to bridge those gaps can be especially acute. Josette Todaro.
And Mainstream really, I think, strives to talk about what is common in all of us and say we don't have to be exactly the same, but to appreciate those even subtle differences in one another will help us connect better to our communities where we live and learn.
This is Adam Phillips reporting.